Good morning, John.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I am well. Thank you for joining us here on the Pulse of New Hampshire Radio. Good to have you with us. We're speaking to John Densmore, a legendary drummer and founding member of The Doors. The book is called The Doors Unhinged. The Jim Morrison's legacy goes on trial. This is fascinating stuff, John. I want to ask you, this is all true in this book, correct? Would I be correct in saying that?
It's all true.
So let's talk about this. You talk a lot about money versus the artistry of music. And you are obviously, over the course of your career, you're a man of your principle, you're a man of your word. What is the book all about? Keeping the legacy of Jim Morrison, keeping the legacy of The Doors together? Because obviously you've had infights with your bandmates over the years and trials in court. Tell us, our listeners, what it's really all about and what the main purpose of the book is.
Yeah, I'm a man of my word or I'm crazy. You know, when the offer of Come On Buick, Light My Fire came along, Jim went ballistic and said, yeah, let's do that commercial and I'll smash the car on television with a sledgehammer. Oh, well, there's a no.
Right.
Jim didn't write Light My Fire. Robbie primarily wrote it. So what does that mean, Michael? He cared about the whole catalog, and he's my ancestor now, and so I'm sticking with that.
So let me ask you, I mean, the fact is, do you get upset when artists kind of sell out, I guess, is what's happening now? I mean, all these artists, including Bruce Springsteen and even, I think, Bob Dylan, selling their entire catalogs for hundreds of millions of dollars. Is that kind of going against the principles that you've had in this business over the years? I would imagine it would be.
Well, I don't judge them. It's a free country. You can make as much money as you want, do what you want. Our situation's different. He said, you know, I don't know how to write a song. I can't play a chord on an instrument, but I do have words and melodies. Why don't we just say all music by The Doors instead of lyrics by me? Why don't we split all the money? And why don't we have veto power in case anything gets weird? Well, you're talking to Mr. Veto.
How did that play out with the other bandmates?
Well, they were not happy, but ultimately... I hope the band would pay the rent for 10 years, and it's 50 years, and I'm still talking about this friggin' band. The integrity of the songs is working.
So in the book itself, I mean, talk about this. Do you talk about the court cases and the suits against your other bandmates? Or, I mean, are you and Jim Morrison kind of like on the same team as opposed to Robbie and the other members of the band?
Correct. Yeah. And Jim's dad, who was an admiral in the Navy, who was in Vietnam, and we wrote a song against that war called The Unknown Soldier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He came and joined me in the lawsuit to protect his son's legacy. So that was such a great blessing.
We're speaking to John Densmore, drummer for the legendary rock band The Doors, who have sold over 100 million albums worldwide in 1993. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and since then he has earned a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award and a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The new book is called The Doors Unhinged, the Jim Morrison's Legacy Goes on Trial. So how does it stand now? We'll leave our listeners to read up on the book, but how does it all stand now? What was the eventual outcome of all this?
Well, I still own a quarter of all the publishing, and so and my kids know my wishes, so for it's... going to proceed as I had hoped.
So when it comes down to it, we live in such a materialistic society, as you know, John, you know, and I like to think that, as you say in your book, you know, music means something more than the money, but the money is so tempting, correct?
Yeah, but as Tom Waits wrote about this subject that I wrote an article in a magazine, he said, when you change your lyrics to a jingle, you might have sold your audience. And so Robbie wrote Love Me Two Times because I'm going away. He was thinking of going away to Vietnam in his mind. Not Love Me Two Times because I just took Viagra.
Yeah. What would you like people to get out of this book? I mean, what would you like them to come away with?
New bands can pay the rent if they have to do a commercial. I get it. I'm just saying our songs... to Jim, were poetry. He considered himself a poet. And that's what really, when Ray handed me a crumpled paper that Jim had written down when I first met him, Day destroys the night, night divides the day, tried to run, tried to hide, break on through to the night. Man, oh man, I can't wait to drum to this poetry.
Yeah. What's the legacy of the band now in your estimation? Obviously, you're getting new fans all the time with the technology and the streaming services out there. People are tuning into Doors music more so than ever before, probably. I mean, you're probably getting more listeners every single day based on streaming services.
Well, I think each generation needs Jim to help them cut their umbilical cords.
What do you think the legacy of the Doors, the group, is right now, 50-plus years later?
I don't know. I think it must be the drumming that makes it so popular.
There you go. Do you know a good drummer for the Doors? There you go. Hey, John, thank you for spending some time with us. The book is out now. John Densmore, a legendary drummer and founding member of the Doors, joining us here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. It's called The Doors Unhinged, and the book is out now, correct, John?
There it is. Thank you, New Hampshire.
All right, John. Thank you for joining us, and thank you on behalf of all the bandmates and keeping the Jim Morrison legacy alive. I'm a big fan of the Doors. I'm a child of the 60s, and thanks for all the music. I appreciate it myself. Thank you.
You bet.
Nice talking to you. Be well. Be healthy. Happy holidays.
Thanks.